Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Instrumentalists have been imitating the human voice for hundreds of years. During the Renaissance, a cornetist or a violinist would have gone even further by taking a popular song and improvising diminutions on it. This week on Harmonia, we'll listen to examples of how instrumentalists created diminutions out of music by Palestrina, Crequillon, and others. We'll also listen to a new release by Le Concert d'Astrée of Monteverdi arias and duets.
Che il mio cuore ti fu sì caro, né che il cuore questa alla senza te fu, né che il mio cuore ti fu sì caro, né che questa alla senza te fu. Ai, che la speme fallace lieve rapidamente a me sparì. Bene vero che in tempo breve appena nasce che muore il
Più lieto il guardo, an aria by Monteverdi, performed by tenor Topi Letipu and Le Concert d'Astrée. Giovanni Bassano, Giovanni Battista Bovicelli, Francesco and Riccardo Rognoni, and finally Diego Ortiz, five men who published instruction manuals for instrumentalists who wanted to learn to create diminutions, an art form that sought to take a melody and divide it in many ways through improvisation. Being good teachers, all of them included written examples using some of the most popular polyphonic pieces of the late Renaissance. We'll hear Palestrina's lively madrigal Vestiva I Colli, the original, a diminution setting by Francesco Rognoni, and then one by Bartolomeo di Selma I Salaverdi. Palestrina's Vestiva I Colli. We heard the original madrigal, followed by Francesco Rognoni's diminution setting, and finally Selma I Salaverde's version for violin and viola da gamba. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to examples of the late Renaissance improvised art of diminution, in which a well-known melody was divided into smaller, faster notes. Another popular work that was used in writing diminutions was Thomas Crequillon's French chanson En Quais Amour, a piece that was highly praised in its day. Here's music of Crequillon. We'll hear his chanson En Quais Amour, followed by Giovanni Bassano's diminution setting, and, added for good measure, Clemens Non Papa's sprightly Frase Gaillarde in diminution, also by Bassano. Fraise et Gaillard, a chanson by Clemens Non Papa with diminutions by Giovanni Bassano. Before that, we heard Thomas Crequillon's Un Quai Amour, coupled with a diminution setting by the same Bassano. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to examples of the late Renaissance improvised art of diminution. One of the most famous tunes to be used was the Italian madrigal Ancor che col partire, composed by Cipriano de Rore. The 12 written examples of diminutions that survive can attest to the work's popularity at the end of the Renaissance and beginning of the Baroque. One composer even said it twice using different words. Here's Cipriano de Rore's Ancor che col partire, the original madrigal followed by two diminution settings. The first is for Viola Bastarda by Riccardo Rognono, performed by Sophie Wattillon, and after that, William Dongois interprets Bavicelli's version on the cornetto.
Oh!
Cipriano de Rore's Ancor che col partire. We heard the original, followed by two diminution settings, as seen through the lenses of Riccardo Rognono and Giovanni Battista Bovicelli. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to examples of the late Renaissance art of diminution. Italian writers weren't the only ones to have written down instructions on how to improvise on a given melody. In fact, one Spaniard had done it by the middle of the 16th century. Diego Ortiz published his Tratado de Glosas in 1553, where he gave the reader comprehensive instruction on the art form. We'll hear Jordi Savall perform music from Ortiz's Tratado. Thank you. Music of Diego Ortiz from his Tratado de Glosas. It was performed by Jordi Savall and friends from a CD called Recercadas del Tratado de Glosas. Our new release this week features the music of Claudio Monteverdi. Well-known vocal soloists with Le Concert d'Astrée are featured under the direction of Emmanuel Haim. We'll hear tenor Topi Latipu and Le Concert d'Astrée perform Monteverdi's Tempro la Cetra.
Prando i
Music of Monteverdi as performed by tenor Topi Letipu and Le Concert d'Astrée. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.